from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Listen live to KFH on the Odyssey app and at KFHradio.com.
It's time to get back to the sports talk.
All right, let's do this thing. Go!
Sports Daily is on KFH.
Your new radio home for K-State Athletics, 97.5 and 1240 KFH. It's that time, Sports Daily, getting all the inside information on Kansas State. Let's go now to the voice of the Wildcats, Wyatt Thompson.
All right, and we are joined by Wyatt Thompson, K-State 34-27. We'll call it survivors against Tulane. At least that's the way it felt on our end. It's funny, Wyatt, we were just talking about KU. KU felt like they dominated the game and lost. K-State felt like they got outplayed but won. College football was wild across the board this weekend. But a survival is how I'm looking at it for K-State. How'd you feel about that win in Tulane?
Jacob, to be honest with you, and good to be on with both of you guys again, I think you nailed it. It was a game where I'm going to be honest and say, first and foremost, I'm going to tip my cap to Tulane. I really like their team. I think their coach is very, very good. I don't know if anybody had a real feel of what they were really going to be, because Southeast Louisiana was not much of a competition for them at all. But when you watch them live and you see that young quarterback operate, and he played pretty free and easy, and K-State had some issues defensively for the first time and had to adjust. Coach Klieman after the game called it a culture win, and I'm there with him. I think K-State did a good job of making some adjustments in the second half, but darn fortunate to get out of there. Down two scores twice to find a way to win. I'm in. And I said to Stan, hey, a win is a win, man. Nobody's going to care in November, right? We won the game, and that's all that matters.
You know, Wyatt, I thought it was interesting because, you know, obviously the defense late in the game, they were able to be opportunistic and, you know, force a turnover at least to be able to get in position to win the game. But the secondary, I was surprised to see kind of struggled against the Tulane passing attack. And, you know, I don't know if it was a combination of, you know, some play calling, maybe early on in the game. I felt like maybe there was some soft coverage that let Tulane's, you know, offense really kind of go wild. But for whatever reason, it was a day for the secondary to forget.
Well, I think there are a couple of things of thought here. One, I would tell you that the fact that they established the run early helped the pass game. They have just enough weapons with the quarterback. I don't know what you guys thought, but I really appreciated their running backs. I thought they ran hard. Most of the time, their lead guy is known as a between the tackles guy, but he can get wide. But then once they established the run and started to get some things going in the pass game, they were difficult to shut down. They were hurting K-State on the crossing routes. They were hurting them down the seam. And K-State wasn't getting a lot of pressure because they had to respect the run. And I think they finally did make some adjustments and got some more pressure. But they had to work their tails off to get there. I'm going to credit Tulane for some of that. But it was a hard day for that defense. But at the end, in the second half, I thought they, you know, the coaches always say they bowed their neck and got tougher. And I believe that was the case. But I think the offense did, too. And I'm excited about that. I know you can analyze, well, they need to get Dylan Edwards the ball more and, you know, let Avery go and all of that. And everybody's got an opinion there. And we can talk about all of that. But I thought Avery played an okay game. DJ Giddens is special. And they were opportunistic. I think you nailed that one, Tommy. They made plays when they had to make plays.
Yeah, and they play. I mean, look, they gave up 7 points in the second half.
Exactly.
We can say anything we want. That's what. Yeah. That's why they won the game. They were losing because of the defense in the first half. They were winning because of the defense in the second half. Long term, though, Wyatt, what are we seeing from the defense? Because I liked the Tulane quarterback a lot, like most people who have eyes and watched that game. Mm-hmm. But Tulane is not going to be the best offense they play this year. So, you know, big picture with K-State, when the expectations and the goals are as high as they possibly can be, what do we see from the defense that can be cured? How much better can this defense be, or will it be a liability, do you think, throughout the season?
I have a hard time thinking it will be a liability, to be honest with you, Jacob, but I do think improvement is needed. You know, a lot of the coach speak will say something like this: you know, most of your best improvement comes from week one to week two. That wasn't necessarily the case here. That's obvious. But I do like the secondary. I think they're active athletes. They have some experience. But Saturday was a little bit of a downer in that first half. You can't mask that. But I'm also going to say that I think they probably needed a little bit better play up front. When you're giving up, you know, pretty good chunks of yardage in the run game, and then they get both going, it is a hard spigot to turn off. And that's what we saw. I think they've got a lot of really good young football players up front, but those guys, many of them were in that environment for the first time, whether it's, well, I don't even need, you guys know the names. It is what it is. And I do think they'll get better. And maybe some better, you know, game plan too. It was tough, though. No question about it.
Wyatt, you mentioned just a moment ago about people talking about Dylan Edwards needing more touches, and, mm-hmm. and he was very productive in limited action. In fact, in a lot of his touches came later in the game, and he made the most of that for sure. I wonder, because DJ Giddens was incredibly effective running in the game, and you know, so I don't necessarily think that it's the right move to give Dylan Edwards more touches at the expense of DJ Giddens. But I wonder, I know that a huge part of what Avery Johnson brings to the table is the versatility and the ability to throw and run. Mm-hmm. You know, Avery wasn't super effective running in the game on Saturday, so I don't necessarily know if it's the right move either to sacrifice some of his touches in running the football in favor of Dylan Edwards. How do you think that they can try to divvy this up to make it work best for everybody offensively?
I love the question. And I think we can analyze this all day long. Here's what first comes to mind when I hear you talking about that and asking what you asked. One, again, be repetitive here, but give Tulane a lot of credit. I felt like they were going to do one thing defensively for sure. And they did. And that was basically take away the quarterback run game with Avery. For the most part, they did that. What did that lead to? A 9.5 yards per carry average for DJ Giddens. Yeah. That's what it led to. Avery didn't throw the ball a lot, but I thought when he did, he was pretty accurate with maybe an exception or two. I love the play on the touchdown pass to Will Swanson, because I remember calling it and saying something to the effect of it wasn't his most accurate pass. But if you go back and look, I mean, he's drifting to his left and is off balance. And it was a really, really, really fine play, right? So for me, I this is a young quarterback, and I'm willing to give him, you know, some rope here. And I think they'll give him more on his plate as time goes on. But they've made it pretty clear they don't want to run him too much early on, and they want to get those other guys involved and develop that pass game. And so I think that's part of it too. But again, they took that away, but they gave up some in the run game, and now to Dylan, okay? I don't know that they played those guys together as much as maybe some would like to see. I'm not sure I'm smart enough coach-wise to tell you why necessarily, but I think you will see it, though, moving forward. The guy is such an electric talent. You've got to get him some more touches somehow, some way, don't you think? That's the way I see it.
Yeah, I think so, too. Yeah. Avery, I thought, when we talk about accuracy, it was a problem in the first half, not as much in the second half. I try to imagine myself as somebody who didn't watch Avery Johnson play high school football, and mm-hmm. what I would think of the way he's developed so far. And most of what I hear, and I could totally see this, is we're concerned about his accuracy. I go back to how great a thrower of the ball he was in high school. So it doesn't concern me as much because I know it's there. And I think we're seeing it develop, but I get it. Like, I get why people have that concern. He's missing too many throws, but I do think it was an insanely encouraging thing to see how much better in the second half he appeared to be than he was in the first half. And we can see that growth. He's barely played college football, and a team just threw the kitchen sink at not letting him use perhaps what's perceived to be his greatest weapon, which is his ability to run. So how much growth can he quickly attain? Because you've got, and Arizona didn't look great last week either, but it's Arizona and it's at home. Mm-hmm. I don't think K-State can afford that kind of first half again from the offense or the defense. So how quickly do you think he can react and respond to that from the second half to try to build on it?
I like that question too. And I think the short answer is I think he's just going to continue to get better. And I think he'll be better this week. I'm an early morning guy. And I came in here at about 7 o'clock this morning. Avery was already in there working and looking at tape and stuff. And that's, we all know his skill set. We all know how he's committed to this. They're going to do everything they can to help him, I think. And he's going to get better as he goes. I think that's the obvious statement here. But in addition to that, I think he's just such a student of the game that will help him as he goes too. I mean, he hasn't been here a real long time yet, but it's hard to not be impressed at how hard he works with everything. And I've said that before, everything from the weight training to the nutrition to the film study to the throwing with the receivers and all of those kind of things. Do they have to be better? Yes. More consistent? Certainly. But he's going to continue to grow and to develop. I hope that answers the question.
Yeah, and just another follow-up on that, Wyatt. You know, so the two touchdowns that Avery threw on Saturday, one was to Will Swanson, the tight end. One was to DJ Giddens out of the backfield. I wonder, I know that some of the issues from an accuracy perspective in the game on Saturday with Avery really came when he was targeting the wide receivers. I know mm-hmm. that, you know, there was an issue with Sterling Lockett where Lockett was wide open. That could have been a touchdown. You know, he was streaking open and Avery missed him. He failed to connect with Jaden Jackson. Also, that would have been, you know, a first down play. Do you anticipate, you know, as the season progresses, that Avery will lean more on the tight ends and the running backs in the passing game? Is it going to take some time, do you think, for the connection to be where it should be with those wide receivers?
I think it's probably true with everybody, to be honest with you, Tommy, and not just the receivers. Do the receivers need to be better? Yes, I think so. But as an example, I really felt like going into the year that Dante Cephas would be a big factor for this team. That hasn't necessarily been the case. I also thought that about Garrett Oakley. Garrett's basically got one catch in two games. Other guys have stepped up. We've seen a little bit of that. So I think it's really a team that is young in some very key spots, you know, trying to get acclimated to a hard game very quickly. I think we just have to show some patience, and I know that's hard, but I think they are getting better, and I think we saw that during the game. That's, to me, that's probably the best part of what I'm sure was a frustrating day for some, because, guys, that was a hard environment. And that was a good football team that was really well coached. And things were not going Kansas State's way in any way. And yet they found a way to get it done through some adjustments at halftime, being challenged again at halftime, and then making some plays when you absolutely had to make them. The strip sack was awesome. The interception in the end zone to finish it off was great. Yeah, you got a call late, but and I'm just going to be honest with that one. If you go back and watch that, that was the right call. Pick plays are illegal, and he didn't try to get open at any time. He engaged as a blocker immediately, in my opinion.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I'm fine with it. I think K-State outplayed Tulane pretty clearly in the second half.
100%.
So, you know, the outcome, it got there. It has been chaotic in college football. Voice of the Wildcats, Wyatt Thompson, on with us on Sports Daily. We've seen good teams, or at least what we thought were going to be good teams, lose. I have thought the transfer portal was going to make this happen for a long time now, and I think we're just getting more and more of it. Arizona struggled too. I mean, their defense looked great against Northern Arizona, but I mean, they didn't do much. Their quarterback struggled a little bit. So I don't know. I know that K-State's a 7-point favorite this week, which seems a little crazy to me, but Arizona struggled too. And so it's just on to the next one to some degree. Like, every team is going to be very different, it feels like, with maybe a few exceptions right now than what we see at the end of the year. Just down the road in Kansas, I think we all feel that way. Yeah. It's a 12-team playoff, but I don't know. It doesn't seem like a year where it's going to be clear who's really good this coming week versus who's really good at the end of the year.
I like what you said, and here's what I would add to that. I mean, if you look at a Utah and a Kansas State, maybe even Kansas, West Virginia, some of those types of teams, Iowa State, you know, you've seen ups and downs with all of those teams. Iowa State, that was a really good win for them Saturday, yes, to be honest about it. But in visiting with Stan about this on the way back too, I mean, you think about some of the other teams that not everybody is giving a lot of credence to. I don't care what anybody says. That BYU win on Friday night at SMU has a lot more weight with me than others. And some of those types of teams are getting better. Now, yeah, you can, for every one of those, you have a Texas Tech, right? Okay, but that's football. I would say to you, as an example, KU was dominant against Illinois in the third quarter, but they just made a couple of mistakes that cost them, right? And give Illinois some credit. They ran the ball in the fourth quarter when they needed to do it. there are going to be ups and downs. And I've said this before. I'm going to say it again. I think there's very little separation in the top five or six teams in this league, at least through a couple of weeks. And I think it'll continue to play out that way. If I'm wrong, then I'll admit later to you fellas, face to face, I'm wrong.
I wonder why it, you know, as we look at Arizona on Friday night, one of the things that I thought about when the K-State game was over on Saturday was, I know how high octane and high flying the Arizona offense is, and that's what they want to do, especially in the passing game. They've got one of the best wide receivers in the country. McMillan, in the opener, he caught 10 passes, 304 yards, and had four touchdowns when they played New Mexico. And then when you look at the struggles, especially early in the game in the secondary for the Wildcats, they're going to have to be, I would think at least, some major adjustments going in to this game to just try to contain and keep the top on what this Arizona offense wants to do.
The key will be, of course, what they can do in the run game here. It's a hard environment. It is tough. That's the advantage of playing at home. They played the other night against Northern Arizona without their best or top number one running back. But a lot of teams don't have a number two like Kwali Conley either, or maybe a three or a four. They're a pretty deep team. But I think with the and I agree 100% with what you're saying with McMillan. He is absolutely dangerous. Maybe even more so than anybody put on the field by Tulane. And that's no disrespect. I mean, we saw what he did against New Mexico, but every week is different. They played him differently on Saturday. NAU did a nice job against him, but other guys made some plays too. So there's give and take in all of it. But at the end of the day, this will, I'm just going to say, I'm expecting a hard game. I'll be surprised if it's not a hard game, just because of their skill set. I think they're very well coached. They've got coordinators who've been around a long time. Coach Aquina has coached in this league with Mack Brown, so I think he knows kind of what he's doing. And they're probably better defensively than you might think. And we'll see what they are offensively. But they scare the heck out of me, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, I think they should scare everybody. I don't think we have any clue yet why what will happen in the Big 12. I really don't. I do.
Here's the perfect example. Aren't they?
Yeah, I mean, they look great. Everyone thinks
600 and some yards and won in double overtime.
But they beat Arkansas.
They did.
You know, like so. And so, like, I just don't know. I don't know two things. It doesn't feel like to me right now that two Big 12 teams are going to get in, because I don't think anybody is going to be able to run the gauntlet. I haven't seen the update on Utah's quarterback, but I know he left the game with injury again. Mm-hmm. So, like, there just isn't anything clear to me right now in the Big 12. And I would say that's good news for K-State fans, and it's good news for KU fans, because I don't think anything's changed from the beginning of the year based on what we've seen through 2 weeks, other than Oklahoma State probably is a little more dangerous than people gave them credit for now with the quality of their wins. But who knows? Like, we're going to get to the point where probably it's going to be the Big 12 champion, and probably they're going to have 2-3, maybe even 4 losses by the time the dust settles, and that'll be the representative, because I think that it's just too chaotic in this league.
Well, I think you could even take it a step farther past the Big 12. I would, and I'm not a guy that's real big on comparing scores because every week is different, but to augment your point, what are we thinking this morning about Oklahoma? Houston at home a week ago lost to UNLV 27-7. Total domination. They lost, 16-12 at OU. Does that make any sense to you? It doesn't to me, but that's what happened. And I do think that, hey, winning college football games is hard. We say it every week. And I don't think there's a lot of separation. Yeah, you have Georgia, and yeah, you have, you know, a couple of other very elite teams, but that's the case all the time. I just think, can the Big 12 get two? Yeah, I think they can, but I'm not going to be able to sit here and guarantee it to you in mid-September. You can't do that.
I just don't think two teams are clearly rising to the top, because it's going to take two teams being dominant throughout the regular season to get there. And that just, I don't know. I haven't seen it yet. Maybe. We'll see. K-State fans, you played about as bad a first half as you could have played and still figured out a way to win it. So, if that doesn't happen again, maybe everything's right back on track. Arizona, what do you guys have on the call this Friday, a little Friday night football?
Yeah, that's going to be a little bit interesting, isn't it? Actually, both Kansas teams play on Friday night, which is quite unique and different and odd, or whatever you want to say.
Yeah,
I'm so excited about this one. We've 2-hour pregame, so we'll go on at 5 o'clock. Not totally sure, talking on Monday, what we'll have necessarily for you. But I know we're going to cover all of it. And I really think this will be a very big ball game for both. I'm just going to tell you, I have the sense in visiting with some of the Arizona people that they feel like they're pretty good. I think K-State feels like they're pretty good. Neither played at their optimum level last weekend. What happens this Friday night? It's what makes this fun, fellas.
Oh, I can't
wait. That's what makes it fun.
I can't wait. You'll hear it right here on KFH. Wyatt, we'll have a good one to talk about next week. You guys be good. Enjoy the week at home and enjoy what will probably be as good a college football atmosphere as we've seen anytime recently. It's going to be a fun one.
Yeah, people will be stoked for this one, and I get it too. Guys, nice talking to you. Appreciate the opportunity.
There goes Wyatt Thompson. You can always hear Wyatt in the K-State Wildcat Athletics right here on KFH, your home for Wildcat Athletics. Man, we haven't even talked about the overall week in college football. Just ridiculous. Ridiculous. Good luck, everybody. Like, good luck with your bets. It's nuts. It is insane. I love it. This is what we've thought would happen with the transfer portal. It's happening right in front of our eyes.
Well, and oh, by the way, you've got teams like Notre Dame losing
after they just beat A&M right, in College Station.
Yeah, I know. Of course, Texas blows all over Michigan, and they're, you know, I think they're, that's
Texas
a big,
is
big
one
story.
Of those
they're
really
for real
good teams. Yeah, they're for one real of those handful of really, really good ones. But you know, those really, really good ones that we're seeing right now, they all have to play each other in the SEC. So yeah. Who knows? I love it. It's awesome. And it's awesome that, you know, we, again, for KU fans, like, it ain't over. Don't sweat it. We'll talk about that in the next hour, but don't sweat it. Let's touch on the Royals when we come back. Massive weekend for the Kansas City Royals. I mean, just near perfect when you talk about what we were talking about last Monday. 869-1240, the IHOP hotline will be back open for you the rest of the way here on Sports Daily. Thank you to Prairie Fire Coffee for always fueling us up here on KFH with a great cup of coffee. We'll be right back. It's all Brockton Castor at Sports Daily. Don't go away.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.